You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
I can't wait for March Madness. I can't wait for handicapping those type of angles. But in the meantime, we do have some big top 25 games over the weekend and tonight. Let's start at San Diego State, number 22, Aztecs laying 6.5 at home against Boise State. Total 133.5. Jenks, initially, I liked Boise State. I said to myself, This is a pretty solid squad. It's over two possessions when it comes to the spread. But San Diego State has been thumping people. So what is your read on this game?
Well, initially, I like Boise here. And I'm partial to Boise because, you know, I worked there. I covered Boise State. But here's the problem. Also, the Broncos, a perfect 7-0-1 against the spread when playing on the road this year. The problem is this. Last time out against Air Force, and they escaped, they lost Najee Smith and Marcus Shaver Jr., two of their starters. These guys are big contributors on offense, and Boise State as a team doesn't have a whole lot of depth. So I just can't go with Boise State here when I don't know if these guys are going to play or not, but they could be down two of their starting five. So I got to roll with San Diego State here.
I think that explains why the line is so big. Because when you first look at this game, you say to yourself, oh, this is a good Boise State team. Overall, they're 18-5. Why are they getting 6.5 points? And I think that probably has something to do with it. This is one of the tougher parts of handicapping college hoops because they are not really required to put out an injury report. It's just like, is this person going to show up? Are they going to, you know, be on the court? We shall see when the game tips off. But that is an excellent point. And I would imagine that's probably built into the line here. Like I said, if you take out their last loss, which San Diego State is coming off a loss to Nevada, 75-66. But other than that, before that, it was four straight covers in which they are covering sizable spreads. 13.5 against San Jose State, 7 against Utah State, 9.5 against Air Force, and 4.5 against Colorado State. So I would lean towards San Diego State here. Let's go on to Saturday, where we have a big Big 12 matchup for number 8 Kansas on the road at number 13 Iowa State. KenPom has this game, Iowa State by 1 and a total of 135. Jenks, who do you like?
I think I like Iowa State in this one. Like, this looks like one of those lines where it's just begging you to take Kansas, but the Cyclones 8-4 against the number at home this season. They're 10-1 on the money line as a favorite. So I think if we see Iowa State as a short favorite, you probably get them at what? -110, -115. Then just lay the small juice, take Iowa State and Ames. You ever been to Ames, by the way? Whew, not great.
I think I have been there. We lived in Des Moines for a short bit because Jake played for the iCubs, the Iowa Cubs, which is the AAA team for the Chicago Cubs. So I think we did drive around and go to Iowa State. It's not terrible.
It's, you know, it's got some things. Iowa State's there. There's some streets there. I think I saw some buildings. And I believe I saw someone walking a dog. Yeah, there's go Ames. Go Ames.
Thanks. Like, if you only pass by, of course. But I'll say one thing. I thought Des Moines was a great city. And I know it's not the same thing as Ames, but there are towns that kind of pleasantly surprise you if you're there for more than a day. Because on the surface, it does not look great. But we will move on because, you know, clearly our analysis on the state of Iowa is not great. All right, let's go to number 10, Texas at number 7, K-State. We have K-State favored by 1, according to KenPom. Total of 151. Jenks, how do you think your Longhorns fare against the Wildcats?
Well, I want the Horns to win, obviously. my guy Marcus Carr, need a big game from him. But I think the Cats are the right side. Texas just has not been good against the number this season, 9-13. And you talk about a raucous atmosphere. You don't think Manhattan's going to be rocking when K-State is in second place, Texas is in first, so they can move into first place, at least to tie for first place if they win this game. Also, the Wildcats, 11-4 against the number at home. I hate to do it. I'm not betting against my Longhorns, but I have to lean Wildcats here.
I have no idea which side to pick. And I think when you have games that are basically a pick 'em, those are the most difficult ones to pick, in my opinion, because all the against the spread trends are not super relevant. Because remember all those games that Texas didn't cover, but they were big favorites. They were laying 7-8 points. So I don't think it's necessarily fair to say, well, Texas hasn't been good at covering the number. I think if it just boils down to who you think the better team is, which I don't know. I think in the Big 12, you could make a case for a lot of teams being the best team in the conference. So maybe I would give the slight lean to the home team here, just because you're right. It's a very meaningful game. Kansas State at home so far this season, a perfect 11-0. So maybe that is the way to go. But still, I feel like this game is a coin flip. Let's go to way out west, where we have number 12 Gonzaga at number 18 St. Mary's. St. Mary's looks like they're going to wait. What? St. Mary's by 5? This can't be right. Is somebody out?
I don't know. St. Mary's is very good. They're very good. I think the Gales win this game. I think they cover this game, honestly. Gonzaga, I don't want to say Gonzaga is an auto fade. They covered last night. But they're almost always overvalued, because when you look at that conference, you're saying, all right, it's the WCC. The conference isn't that good, but it's stronger than you think. Look at the Zags for this season. Over the season, 8-14 against the number. The Gales are 3-0-1 against the number in their last 4 games at home. I think St. Mary's covers. Give me the Gales.
Ooh, this line is right. Yeah, I was shocked. And maybe it's just because I have not been paying attention to Gonzaga basketball. And I think you're pretty right. I think you just saw me be victim to saying, well, it's Gonzaga, they should be good. But I'll say one thing. The games that they have lost, they've been to pretty solid squads. Like, they've been all to top 10 teams, according to KenPom. Lost to Texas, Purdue, Baylor, and Loyola Marymount. So it's not like they are losing to bad squads that they're not supposed to lose to. But St. Mary's, like you said, is a good team as well. The number 7 team in the country, according, I think, to KenPom. I need to double check that. Clearly, I am in awe about St. Mary's. This is a team that I did not know about. And I think there's a betting angle there. If somebody who follows college basketball pretty regularly, didn't know this, think about your average casual bettor. So I think maybe there's some value to be had on St. Mary's. Let's go to number 21, Indiana, hosting number 1, Purdue. KenPom has Purdue winning this game in a close one by 2 points, total 142. Jinx, Purdue has not been a great team to bet on, but usually they're laying big numbers. Does this change the calculus for you?
Yeah, it does. And I don't want to bet this game. And I feel like the Big Ten, it's sort of like the Big 12, right? When you see a line that doesn't make a lot of sense, you want to take a look at the other side, because it's such a competitive conference. And here, you would think, one would think, as you like to say, Purdue would be favored by more than 2 points. Such a short number. As a favorite this season, though, the Boilers just 8-12 against the number. Indiana is very good at covering the spread in Bloomington, 9-5. So I'm not completely convinced here, but I would lean Hoosiers. I don't feel great about it, though.
Yeah, it's tough to back Purdue at a small number, because we all know the handicap on them is, can you stop Zach Edey? Most people cannot. Indiana is a very solid team, but here's a trend. Big Ten home favorites. No, I can't use this trend. I think I was looking for a trend with Big Ten underdogs, because this is a conference that's kind of similar to the Big 12, like you said, where there's a ton of parity. And I think if you are getting points with the home team, maybe take a long, hard look, especially when the line doesn't make a ton of sense. This is another angle that we have touched on. In college basketball, when you see a line that seems fishy, sometimes you take the other side. And I think in that case, this would be Indiana.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think the Hoosiers are the right side. It's just, it's very tough when, and that's sort of the one thing you have to get past. You have to set aside the fact that you're talking about the number one team in the country and Purdue laying a short number. I think this is where casual bettors sort of get caught up. You have to look deeper into the metrics. And I think the numbers say Indiana is the right side, but I also get, look, Purdue could go in and win this game. It is a short number, but I'm going to lean Hoosiers.
Let's go to the ACC next, where we have a ranked matchup between number 20 Clemson and number 23 Miami. KenPom has another close game here. Clemson by one, total of 151. Jinx, I've said this before. I don't have a ton of interest in betting on these close spreads, and these are just KenPom numbers. So maybe the spread will be a touch different, but usually they're not far off. Looking at Clemson, they lead the ACC at 10-2. Miami tied for fourth at 8-4. But Clemson, a perfect 12-0 at home this season. When I see a team that's undefeated at home, sometimes I want to just take the other side. You know, at some point they're going to lose a game. And this is a really good Miami team.
No, it is. It's going to be strength versus strength because Miami has the top scoring offense in the ACC. Clemson has the top defense. So it's going to be, you know, which sort of side prevails there. Clemson at home is 6-3-1 against the number, but they're perfect at home. So when you're talking about a team that has not lost, yeah, I guess they're due for a loss, but in a close game, maybe you take the Tigers on the money line and you think they just continue this home streak. But yeah, and the game is close. And Miami certainly has the guard play. And they have two of the best guards in the country, one of the best backcourts in the country. So those guys could go off. I would fight another game on the board. Maybe I lean Clemson because they're undefeated at home. But clearly, I'm not convinced of this very much.
Miami's a really good offensive team. They're 10th in the nation, according to KenPom, and adjusted efficiency on the offensive end. But defensively, that is the problem. So they will have the doors open for Clemson to hang with them. And I guess KenPom thinks Clemson is the better team here anyway. So I think it will be a stay away from me. Although I would slightly lean towards Miami. I kind of like them here. If they're firing on all cylinders, offensively speaking, it's a very, very tough team to beat. And then North Carolina, Duke, Duke by four. Jenks, I kind of want to take the points here with UNC.
I do too. I cannot stand Duke. When you're talking about a rivalry game like this, I'll gladly take the dog. Getting 4 points with North Carolina, who certainly has the talent to match up with Duke, yeah, I'm on the heels.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.